Omroep Almere, lokaal nieuws.
Hallo, u luistert naar het nieuws van Omroep Almere. Mijn naam is Anna Ernst. Het is vandaag maandag 17 augustus. De scholen in Almere zijn vandaag weer begonnen. Na de zomervakantie zijn duizenden leerlingen teruggekeerd naar school. Dat betekent extra drukte op de weg en de fietspaden. Automobilisten wordt gevraagd extra alert te zijn op fietsende scholieren. Dan ander nieuws. Een vrouw in Almere Buiten is vrijdagavond slachtoffer geworden van een babbeltruc. Twee jongens van ongeveer 14 à 15 jaar wisten haar woning aan de MJ Grand Prix Molière-straat binnen te komen. Eenmaal binnen bedreigden ze de vrouw met vermoedelijk een vuurwapen en namen ze haar telefoon mee. De jongens zijn weggerend in de richting van de Polder Dreef. De politie doet onderzoek naar de zaak en roept getuigen of mensen met camerabeelden op zich te melden. Dan een ander nieuwtje. In het Bos der Onverzettelijken is vrijdagochtend dan het Bos der Onverzettelijken. Daar zijn vrijdag 18 dode konijnen gevonden. Vermoedelijk zijn de dieren vergiftigd. De politie gaat uit van een misdrijf en is op zoek naar mensen die iets verdachts hebben gezien of informatie over deze zaak kunnen geven. Ook was er vrijdag een grote brand bij het Almeers caravanbedrijf aan de Groene Kadeweg. Meerdere caravans en campers gingen daar in vlammen op. De brandweer kreeg het vuur relatief snel onder controle, maar de schade is enorm. De winkel en werkplaats zijn inmiddels gedeeltelijk weer open. En tot slot sportnieuws. Almere City is het nieuwe seizoen goed begonnen. De club won vrijdagavond met 3-1 van Jong PSV. De wedstrijd werd gespeeld in het vernieuwde Janmar Stadion. Het stadion is op dit moment nog niet helemaal af. De werkzaamheden gaan komende tijd verder. De officiële opening van het vernieuwde stadion staat gepland voor 18 september. En dit was het nieuws van Omroep Almere. Meer lokaal nieuws vindt u op onze website. Ik wens u een fijne dag.
Noordpool Airconditioning uit Zeewolde levert en installeert klimaatbeheersing, warmtepompen en koelsystemen bij zowel particulieren als bedrijven en instellingen. Als koel- en warmtespecialist leveren wij een uitgebreid assortiment airconditioning, topkoeling, warmtepompen, maar ook luchtreinigers voor bij u thuis of op het werk. Ook voor duurzame oplossingen, service en onderhoud bent u bij Noordpool aan het juiste adres. Nieuwsgierig? Kijk op www.noordpool-airconditioning.nl voor de beste deals. Of bel vrijblijvend 036 522 5967. Noordpool Airconditioning. Als warmte u niet koud laat.
Ken je Radionet al? De radio-app met het grootste aanbod van online radiostations uit Nederland en Vlaanderen. Radionet is beschikbaar voor je iPhone, Apple TV, Mac, Android en Android Google TV. Ook ondersteunt Radionet CarPlay, Chromecast en Bluetooth audio. Download Radionet, Radionet met een D, gratis in Apple's App Store of Google Play Store.
Jouw stad, jouw nieuws, jouw muziek.
Almere.
Dit is Omroep Almere.
Oh,
the way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever. And don't forget the Joker. We'll be right back.
dime, 'cause they can't buy a job. The man in a silk suit hurries by as he catches the poor old lady's eyes. Just for fun he says, get a job. So that's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. That way, did you really think about it before you made the rules?
Dit is Omroep Almere.
The cold is biting through each and every nerve and fiber. My broken spirit is frozen to the core. I don't wanna be here no more.
Would it be good to be in your shoes? Even if it was for just one day. Wouldn't it be good if we could wish ourselves?
Thank you. proud of what I am. Poems I speak are plugged too tight. Please, oh please, let plug to be himself, not what you read or write. Right is wrong when hype is written on the soul, they lie that. Style is surely our own thing, not the false disguise of showbiz. They lie soul is from the soul, and this fact I can't deny. Strictly from the Dan called Stucky, and from me, myself, and I. Just me, myself, and I. Think they diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep all nuts with the nuts so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the 4th day of July. Cause they try to mess with third degree, that's me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
place. They don't understand that us kids are going to make some mistakes. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand. I remember one year my mom took me school shopping. It was me, my brother, my mom, oh, my pop, and my little sister all hopped in the car. We headed downtown to the Gallery Mall. My mom started bugging with the clothes she chose. I didn't say nothing at first, I just turned to my nose. She said, "What's wrong? This shirt costs $20. I said, "Mom, the shirt is plaid with a butterfly collar." The next half hour was the same old thing. My mother buying me clothes from 1963, and then she lost her mind and did the ultimate. I asked her for Adidas and she bought me Zips. I said, "Mom, what are you doing? You ruined my rep."
She said, "You're only 16, you don't have a rep yet." I said, "Mom, let's put these clothes back, please." She said, "No, you go to school to learn, not for a fashion show." I said, "This isn't shining off. Come on, Mom, I'm not Bowser. Mom, please put back the bell-bottom Brady Bunch trousers. But if you don't want to, I can live with that. But you gotta put back the double-knit reversible slacks." She wasn't with it, everything stayed the same. Inevitably, the first day of school came. I thought I could get over. I tried to play sick, but my mom said, "No, no way, forget it." There was nothing I could do. I tried to relax. I got dressed up in those ancient artifacts. And when I walked into school, it was just as I thought. The kids were cracking up, laughing at the clothes mom bought. And those who weren't laughing still had a ball, cause they were pointing and whispering as I walked down the hall. I got home and told my mom how my day went. She said, "If they were laughing, you don't need them, cause they're not good friends." For the next 6 hours, I tried to explain to my mom that I was gonna have to go through this about 200 more times. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue, parents just don't understand. My parents went away on a week's vacation and they left the keys to the brand new Porsche. Were they mine? Well, of course not. I'll just take it for a little spin and maybe show it off to a couple of friends. I'll just cruise it around the neighborhood. Well, maybe I should. Yeah, of course I should. Pay attention, here's the thick of the plot. I pulled up to the corner at the end of my block, and that's when I saw this beautiful girly girl walking. I picked up my car phone to perpetrate like I was talking. You should have seen this girl's bodily dimensions. I honked my horn just to get her attention. She said, "Was that for me?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Why?" I said, "Come on and take a ride with a hell of a guy." She said, "How do I know you're not sick? You could be some deranged lunatic." I said, "Come on, Tuts, my name is the Prince. Besides, would a lunatic have a Porsche like this?" She agreed and we were on our way. She was looking very good, so was I, must say. Word. We hit McDonald's, pulled into the drive. We ordered two Big Macs and two large fries and Cokes. She kicked the shoes off onto the floor. She said, "Drive fast, speed turns me on." She put her hand on my knee, I put my foot on the gas. We almost got whiplash, I took off so fast. The sunroof was open, the music was high, and this girl's hand was steadily moving up my thigh. She had opened up three buttons on her shirt so far. I guess that's why I didn't notice that police car. We're doing 90 in my mom's new Porsche, and to make this long story short, when the cop pulled me over, I was scared as hell. I said, "I don't have a license, but I drive very well, officer." I almost had a heart attack that day. Come to find out the girl was a 12-year-old runaway. I was arrested, the car was impounded. There was no way for me to avoid being grounded. My parents had to come off a vacation to get me. I'd rather be in jail than to have my father hit me. My parents walked in and I got my grip. I said, "Mom, Dad, how was your trip?" They didn't speak. I said, "I want to plead my case." But my father just shoved me in the car by my face. That was a hard ride home. I don't know how I survived it. They took turns. One would beat me while the other one was driving. I can't believe it. I just made a mistake. Well, parents are the same no matter time or place. So to you other kids all across the land, take it from me, parents just don't understand.
Thank you.
Dit is Omroep Almere.
Strange when you think of the chances that we just remember to always think twice.
Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. I suppose they could be true. All about love and what it can do to you. Highest risk of striking out, the risk of